Niamh, you're very welcome to In Business. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks very much, Amber, for having me on, and good evening to all your listeners.
So to start off, Niamh, we might talk a little bit about the Agri-Food Regulator, who you are, and just explain to some of our listeners maybe that aren't too familiar about the work that you do.
Yeah, great. Well, the Agri-Food Regulator is an agency of the Department of Agriculture, and it was established in late 2023, in December 2023. And what are we trying to do? So essentially, the regulator is about working to protect smaller suppliers, I suppose, in terms of the larger buyers that are in our food supply chain. And it's doing that in two ways. So one, the Agri-Food Regulator is a regulatory body, and we are responsible for overseeing the compliance with certain practices called unfair trading practices. So these are practices that are deemed unfair, and that basically the rules, if you like, it's an EU directive. So the rules are common across the EU, but they're essentially there to protect weaker suppliers from larger buyers. And examples of those are if you supply agri-food, which I'll talk about in a moment, but if you supply food products and say plants and trees, you need to get paid, if you're a regular supplier, less than 30 days for perishable goods or less than 60 days for other agri-food products. And there are other rules about, you know, a buyer cannot unilaterally change contract with you. So for example, we are responsible for overseeing that. And the other main function of the regulator is about price and market analysis. So the regulator is responsible for basically producing reports on price and margins as we go through the supply chain. So essentially, if you walk into a supermarket and you are looking to buy milk or bread or meat, in a simplistic way, what we're trying to do is provide information on the cost formation as it goes through the supply chain. So at a simple level, if you have a producer, a processor and a retailer, how much of that cost of a product is provided back to each of those phases in the supply chain?
Yeah, brilliant. And I know the regulators, well, you've launched a survey and you're looking to hear from people about their own trading experiences. Can you tell us, I suppose, what people can expect from this survey and maybe why you decided to do it, Niamh?
Yeah, so it's our second year of our supplier survey. So what we're looking to do is survey suppliers of agri-food products into the retail and wholesale sectors. So again, agri-food products are obviously food products, but it's also plants, trees, etc. So there's quite an array of products there that are covered by the Agri-Food Regulator. So through the survey, what we're trying to do is get an insight into suppliers' experiences of their trading experiences in the last 12 months. So in particular, we're asking suppliers for their feedback on 8 specific businesses, so the large retail and wholesale businesses in the state. And we're asking them for 2 things. One is to give feedback in terms of any unfair trading practices they may have experienced over the last 12 months and other issues that they may be experiencing as well. So we've asked them about, you know, general trading issues experienced and what their biggest concerns for the year ahead are, for example.
And why is it so important that you have this information, I suppose? How will it be used or how will it help you, I suppose, in the work that you're doing, Niamh?
Yeah, so it's very important that suppliers have the opportunity, of course, to tell us about their trading experiences. And of course, our door is always open outside of the survey, but the survey is a further opportunity to provide structured feedback to the regulator. And that is really important because we are using the findings to inform our work. So that includes raising awareness and increasing understanding of what unfair trading practices are. But also, as a regulatory body, we are using the findings to focus our risk-based inspections. So we do have a team that is traveling throughout the country to businesses to oversee compliance with the rules that are in place.
Okay, that's great to hear. And I know as well, and I think we've touched on this before when we were speaking to a representative from the agri-food regulator, when we're talking about agri-food suppliers, sometimes there can be that bit of a misconception, as you were mentioning earlier, maybe that, you know, it's a bit narrower than it actually is. So sometimes people think it might be just meat and vegetables, but there's a lot of other food products that fall under that category as well, isn't there, Niamh? Would you give us some examples just so the listeners know, I suppose, exactly who we're talking about when we do say the agri-food suppliers?
Yes, thanks, Amber. Yes. So the definition of agri-food that comes underneath the remit of the regulator is quite extensive. So it includes all of the usual, you know, food products, I suppose, that you would consider to be agri, of course. But it's also drinks, so alcoholic and non-alcoholic, but it also covers cut flowers, trees. So the list is quite extensive. And I think what may be of use to your listeners and suppliers in particular is that there is a very useful frequently asked questions on our website that we have been developing over time. And there's a lot more information there. So if you are a supplier of something and you want to see if it's an agri-food, or if you're not sure, of course, you can look at the FAQ, or you can, of course, get in contact with us. There's no issue at all.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And if anyone's listening and they do want to fill out the survey, is it on the website, or how do they go about finding it to fill it out?
Yes. So the link to the survey is on the Agri-Food Regulator website on the homepage. There are a number of businesses, as I said, we are asking for specific feedback on the large retail and wholesale businesses in the state, and many of them have been collaborating with us to send a link out to their suppliers. So you may already, if you are a supplier, which can be direct or indirect, by the way, supplier of these businesses, but you may already have received a link to the survey. So if you did, that is great. And, you know, I think it's important to note, we're not expecting you to fill out more than one survey. So you may have received it if you supply a number of retail and wholesale businesses. You may have received the link a number of times, but we're only asking you to fill it out once. But even if you didn't receive the survey link, it's available on the Agri-Food Regulator website. And I think it is important also to say, Amber, that it is completely anonymous and confidential. So your buyer will not know if you completed it. And I think what's also important to say, from last year, we've added, it's slightly different this year in terms of a part we've added. So suppliers will be asked in the survey if they wish to participate in an interview. So we are asking an independent research company, Red Sea, that is conducting the survey on our behalf, to conduct a number of interviews this year. And the purpose of that is to further understand some of the responses to the survey. So if you opt into, if you as a supplier opt into providing an interview with the independent research company, that would be appreciated. But it's also important to understand that the buyer will not be aware of that. So it is completely independent and anonymous.
Okay, that's really interesting and great to, I suppose, as you said, get a further explanation to some of the answers. Is there a deadline that they have to have this survey completed by, Niamh?
Yeah, so the closing date for the survey is the 18th of February. So that's coming up very quickly, as we know. So I would, I suppose, urge your listeners, if they are suppliers that are in the remit of this, that you do take the time. It'll take about 10 to 15 minutes of your time, and that will be really appreciated, because it really is beneficial in terms of us not only informing ourselves about compliance, but also to identify good practices on the ground. And the regulator also has a function of developing guidelines for buyers for the purpose of protecting supplier interests. So we are interested in looking at that function, and feedback that suppliers and your listeners would provide is very valuable in terms of the development of these buyer guidelines.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also wanted to talk to you as well about the annual compliance report as well, because I know there's an upcoming deadline for businesses to submit that report as well. Will you explain to us, Niamh, what's expected of businesses here and what they must do in advance of that deadline?
Sure. So first of all, in terms of who has to submit an annual compliance report to the regulator, these are what we call a compliance reporting buyer. And a compliance reporting buyer is a business that buys agri-food products and that had a turnover of at least 50 million in the previous year. So these buyers are required to submit an annual compliance report each year by the 31st of March. So that's an ongoing deadline or a standing deadline, if you like. And the report essentially details how they complied with the unfair trading rules that are in place during the year. And it provides much information to the regulator on the oversight within the business, and of course it informs our risk-based inspections also. So that deadline again for the buyers is the 31st of March 2026.
Okay, fantastic. And it's an important one as well that they do, I suppose, because it obviously, as you mentioned there, it monitors compliance and it's, you know, embedding fair trading practices as well. So it's an important one that they focus on and make sure that it's done correctly.
Yeah, so we have had a lot of interactions with businesses that fall under the category of a compliance reporting buyer. So this will be the second year of such reports. Last year was the first year, and there has been a template developed in conjunction with the businesses, and certainly we've made a couple of tweaks to make it even easier this year. So we're very committed to making it as easy as possible for businesses to comply with it. Of course, again, we do have very, very useful frequently asked questions on our website, but the team here are very open, of course, to receiving any calls in terms of any support that's needed by a business to complete the report.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know, Niamh, you're always very busy at the Agri-Food Regulator, but there's lots of work underway, I suppose, at the moment as well, because you are currently preparing for your next 3-year strategy statement. Will you explain to us, I suppose, what this involves and the work that you're doing on it at the moment?
Yes, thank you. So our current strategy statement is our first one. So that was covering the 3 years from 2024 to 2026, so the end of this year. At the moment, we are preparing for our next strategy statement, which will cover the years 27 to 29. Again, that 3-year period. And we are going later on this quarter, we are going to be asking key stakeholders for their views and thoughts on our strategy statement as we move into the second 3-year period. So it was just to mention that, and that, you know, keep an eye on our social media and website for opportunities to feed into that. And again, it's hugely important in terms of having your say in how the regulator goes about its functions and the focus for the regulator in those 3 years from 2027 to 2029.
Brilliant. Loads happening, but it's great. And as you say, it's a great opportunity for people to have their say as well. And I suppose to have their input into it, which is hugely important because they're the ones on the ground, I suppose, that, you know what's needed and what's required to be successful, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're looking forward to feedback. And again, our door is very much open in terms of feedback from people. And just to say, in terms of our price and market data analysis function, we do have a number of dashboards on different primary agricultural sectors there, from beef to dairy to horticulture to sheep. So again, I would ask listeners to have a look at that. And any feedback is always very, very welcome by the regulator.
Brilliant. And if anyone wants to contact you, Niamh, is the best way to go to the website, I suppose, to see if the information is there, maybe first of all, but also I can imagine your contact details are there also.
Absolutely, Amber. Yeah, absolutely. And look, we strive to have as much information on the website as possible, but certainly, if you don't find the information you're looking for there, or if you prefer to give us a call, there's absolutely no problem with that. And we very much welcome all contact.
Brilliant. Well, Niamh, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you, Amber. Thanks for having me on.